late on Friday night, we have good news for you.
Back of the Book, the only radio program that has endorsed hell, will be there for you every Saturday morning at 5 a.m.
Regular listeners will no longer have to figure out which Saturday morning is the alternate one. Back of the Book, every Saturday morning at 5, only here on WBAI New York.
Attention, people on the station, attention. It's 10 o'clock, Friday night, and the Harlem Connection has just arrived at New York Station 99.5.
Welcome aboard the Harlem Connection, where, thanks to the support from the Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce, we connect you to an eclectic array of artists and others from different areas and different eras who, in some way, connect to the cultural mecca of Harlem, USA.
Passengers, please sit back and let your musical conductors, DJ Black Icon 1, Mama Soul, and the Lore, take control. The Harlem Connection is about to roll.
Welcome, everyone, to another musical journey of the Harlem Connection radio show. And we have definitely powered up. We are certainly ready to roll out. And this one is all about the ladies. Why? Because this episode is entitled Women Who Rock. We are rocking out this Friday evening, everyone. And we have a very special passenger who, I don't know, rumor has it, may serve as a guest conductor. All we know right now is that she has paid her fare and we are going to roll out. But before we do all of those things, I am not in this Harlem Connection show alone. We have our brother, DJ Black Icon 11111. And who else do we have joining us?
I know this is the Women Who Rock episode, so I didn't know if I was allowed to talk. I am the Law, your co-musical conductor and theoretically the executive producer of the show.
In theory, Mama Soul here. We have a great show for you. Trust and believe.
Let me tell you a story about a little red girl from Tennessee who used to be scary.
Star Kitty's lovely. She knows how to work it, but Tennessee Slim is the bomb.
Who didn't know until she was told in seventh grade it was uncool for her legs to be hairy.
Star Kitty's lovely. She knows how to work it, but Sexy Red Show is the bomb.
She plays hard, loves harder, kinda acts like a mama, but looks just like her dad.
Star Kitty's lovely. She knows how to work it, but Tennessee Slim is the bomb.
Move to the ATL to become underground queen and marry a
Star Kitty's lovely, she knows how to work it, but Sexy Red Show is the bomb.
There are many sides to me, little my geometry, maybe a chameleon, for some shiny lesson.
Star Kitty's lovely, she knows how to work it, but Sexy Red Show is the bomb.
There are many sides to me, little my geometry, maybe a chameleon, for some shiny lesson.
She knows how to work it, but Tennessee Slim is the bomb.
All things change and stay the same, just like a kitten becomes a cat, but to become an unforgettable boy. Let's be one for lady, one for God. All things change and stay the same, just like a kitten becomes a cat, but to become an
shining the rain.
Many were charmed. Look at how far we've come. Look at how many didn't last this long. Baby, we're so strong. Unshakable, impenetrable, faithful. I sing this for my people. When the war drums sound and the barricades come breaking down, I'm gonna stand by you, side by side. Together we gon' fight the good fight. This is our love song. This is our battle cry. Fight the good fight. For love, for life, the good fight. We gon' fight the fight for love. We gon' fight the fight for life. For love, for life, forever. Whether we win or we lose, we're together.
This is Mama Soul here of the Harlem Connection Radio Show. I am player of no games this Friday evening because we have some wonderful music to share with you from some very dynamic artists. And the episode is Women Who Rock, and we started off with Joy. Tennessee Slim is the bomb, followed by Maimouna Youssef, also known as Mumu Fresh, who is one half of the collective The Vintage Babies with the song The Good Fight. And then I'm going to share with you the first part of our conversation with our featured passenger, Liv Warfield. And after the talk with Liv, you're going to hear the first dose of Miss Liv Warfield, Stay Soul Lifted. get into it, y'all. And, oh, in the background, you hear a little, the tail end, the remnants of Joy's Slim Kitty is the bomb. Because I just love that whole tambourine bit.
Welcome to the Harlem Connection Radio Show, everyone. Mama Soul here, and
I am the Law. And we got a special episode today. The journey is entitled The Harlem Connection to Women Who Rock. And I like women who rock.
That's what I'm talking about.
There we go.
That's what I'm talking about. So we have a passenger with us who definitely does that. And let me just say this. She is a daughter of Illinois who has circled the globe numerous times. But she's coming back to Harlem to just put it down for everybody. But first and foremost, who are you, kind passenger?
I am Liv Warfield.
Yes.
Around the world.
Yes, she has. And Liv, what is your Harlem connection? Be it past, and we're going to talk about the present, but what is your Harlem connection?
I would have to say when I first started my career, when I had my first album, Embrace Me, and it was my first show that I ever had to do out of leaving Portland. My first show was at Billy's Black.
Oh!
That was my very first show. And Harlem embraced me, like, just with open arms. I was nervous because I always would hear, like, okay, honey, if you can't play in New York now, they just think, because they're going to let you know if you ain't hitting it. So I remember I had the best time. Like, I just, everybody was open that night. Just, it was such a great time. And also, the Apollo has been just really, really just open arms with me. So I feel like that's really my connection with Harlem. Harlem's just always really been supportive of my career. And I'm super grateful.
So shout out to Allison, who, when Billy's Black was open as Billy's Black, she was the booking agent for that restaurant, that venue. So shout out to Allison, who definitely loves her independent soul music and independent artists.
Yes.
But now Billy's Black has rebranded itself as Beast Chairs.
Okay.
And it's now this speakeasy situation going on there. So.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they turned up a notch. In a big way. And then downstairs, within the same building, there's also a jazz speakeasy situation, room 623. So,
okay. I might have to just go there. I would really love to just go just to revisit. And it's been a while, so I would love to just go in there.
You will definitely have something for your all senses, for vision, for smell, great food, for taste.
And shout
out to Adrian and the crew over there at B2 as well. And it's still located on 119th Street, everyone, between St. Nicholas and Frederick Douglass Boulevard. So just to let you know.
Okay.
Still there. So that is fantastic. That is a lovely Harlem connection. And
I had I can't forget their names because I'd be remiss, but I want to say this is the case, but she is listening, because it was a promoter actually. It was Billy's Black, and it was another venue that they would, I think, bring a lot of independent artists to. It kind of was like a, I have to think of the name of it again.
Was it
I
O-Nuts?
Feel so
was
bad.
It O-Nuts?
I think it was.
Okay.
I think it was. Yes.
O-Nuts. Yeah. So that's Pamela Nichols and Dottrell. We love them.
Dottrell. There it is. Thank you. Because let me tell you, I did not say Dottrell's name, because she was the one that reached out to me and was like, you need to come and do these shows here, girl, in Harlem. So, like, I owe her everything. Like, everything. Just, oh, absolutely. Like, they looked out for me in a huge way. So, thank you for bringing that back up.
No worries. Shout out to O-Nuts. Definitely. And they are also two women who ride hard for soul artists. Like,
100%.
Seriously. My heart is full now because you talked about my peoples.
Yeah.
my sisters in music. I love them so much.
Yes.
So you touched on it ever so briefly, but if you could say more, like, you know, you're coming back to Harlem on January 15th, Saturday, January 15th, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But what about Harlem speaks to you and inspires you?
I honestly feel every time I'm in Harlem, it's just the freedom and just how people just transcend. To be honestly, watch people watch. You know, I'm Midwest, born and raised in Peoria, Illinois. You know, cornfields and stuff like that.
And Richard Pryor.
Exactly, that's family for me. And so when I got to Harlem, it's just the whole vibe, just people's energy, just the energy on the streets. It's something also to be said about blackness, you know, and I can feel it in the streets of Harlem, to be honest with you. And I feel, I don't know, it's an energy and it transcends. It really does. And I really am thankful because I grew a lot when I came to New York. I think I was in New York for about a year and a half. I grew up a lot just to kind of know the energy of the streets and the people of Harlem. And absolutely. So I absolutely love it. I love it.
And we love Harlem too. So hence the name of the show, the Harlem Connection Radio Show. We are chatting up with our divine passenger, Liv Warfield, and we are going to play her music, Trust and Believe. We're going to talk about what brings her back to Harlem. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, we have to roll out with some tunes. It's the Harlem Connection, Mama Soul, along with
The Law. Next stop, the music.
Come over for a while. Don't you know I keep a clean house, my baby? But we can mess it up all night long if you want to. I sure enough can see that you're tempted. You're tempted. 'Cause it's written all over your face. No woman in this world that could even give you more. Don't you know?
hope you enjoyed this episode. And I'd be remiss if I did not say that this is all possible because we are on the airways on WBAI, listener supported, not for profit. WBAI. One more again, listener supported, not for profit. WBAI. When we say listener supported, that means we need you to make a contribution so that we can continue giving you great music. You don't get any commercials when the Harlem Connection is on the air. We give you dope music. We give you history. We give you information about this great world famous community with no cost. And all we ask in return is, hey, there people support streaming services owned by multi-billion-dollar corporations, and they pay this much a month for this streaming platform and that streaming platform or what have you. WBAI comes to you at no cost, but what we're asking for is some kind of monetary contribution. And unlike when you subscribe to other streaming services or satellite radio or this website, or you know what, contribution to WBAI is tax deductible. It's like you're giving money to yourself when you think about it that way. So you can contribute via the website, which is give the number to WBAI.org. Once again, give to WBAI.org, or you can call the phone number to make a monetary contribution. Mama Soul, you know the number off the top of your head?
Well, that number is 212-209-2950.
Could you say that again, please?
Sure, well, since you asked so nicely, 212-209-2950.
Okay, and I'm pretty sure the website is give to, the number two, WBAI.org. All right, passengers, you've enjoyed the music. Now, we are getting back to the interview with our special guest who's along with us for the ride. I am the Law, and Mama Soul going to take it from here.
Yes, thank you very much, my brother. Set it up so I can knock it down. Let's get into it. Live Warfield.
Yes.
Damn. See, folks don't know, but if they got a ticket to January 15th, they're going to find out.
Yes.
They're going to find out what's happening. And so what brings you back to Harlem on January 15th? What is going on in your life?
So I was invited by Apollo, which is amazing, for their music cafe. It's their Renaissance Now, I believe, season. So I was invited to open up the season this Saturday. So I'm excited about it. I'm honestly just ready to just sing and shake off this relief as much as I can safely. and just really get into it. You know, I really do the shows, and a lot of my shows just for people to be in the moment, you know, and not so much as like folks on their phones and all this other stuff, but just people to just be in the music and in the moment. And these musicians are incredible. Red is incredible. Ryan, I mean, this band is insane. So we just want to have a good time. And I hopefully I could do that this weekend. Not hopefully, we will.
Oh yeah. No.
I'm gonna let out all kinds of frustration.
Ma'am, good you ones, are. Though. Get into it. You most certainly are going to leave it on the stage. I mean, I've only seen you once in concert, right?
Uh-huh.
But that was so memorable that I know what you're going to do.
Oh, bless.
I know what you're going to do on the sound stage of the Apollo Theater for Apollo Music Cafe. And you, guess what? You are the first artist for the Apollo Music Cafe since the Apollo has reopened. So you are the first artist live to perform. That's more. Did I get that right, or am I making it up?
No, you got it right. And so what I want to ask is, and Liv, forgive my ignorance, but during the pandemic shutdown, it's great that now you're able to hit the stage and do your thing live in front of a live audience who can give you the energy and the love back.
Yes.
During the shutdown, how did you operate? How did you do your thing and to make it through?
Honestly, I I was so used to going to the studio. I'm very much of a one-on-one. I need physical energy around me. So I had to learn very quickly to be more creative than what I was doing before. I'm not gonna lie, I shut down though. It was really, really, really hard for me. But I had to really start being creative. I had to write. I was always a writer, but I really had to like write. And not feel like I had to go to the studio, meet my guitar players, sit down, write, let's come up with this and that. And so it wasn't easy for me, but I made myself produce more music, I jumped into a lot of different projects, which I really love doing. I really discovered a different side of me, you know, a side that I love more and more that I got to seek out.
Wasn't that an unexpected treat? Ah, segue into Liv Morfield's song title, I'm Just Saying.
Yes.
From her album entitled The Same, The Unexpected. And we will join the show.
Thank you.
I have it on authority that that's what's going to happen. So I'm just putting that out there.
Hello. Looking so fine, it's true. Remember the first time we met? You think that was good? You ain't seen nothing yet. Like a bee to some honey, more to play. You got an addiction and you got me blessed. You never saw it coming. Emotions of the sea, what you did. It's starting all over again. We both wanted more than we did back then.
So you talked about some of your band members, and I just need to co-sign as a professional audience member. Your guitar player is sick.
Yes.
That man is skilled beyond belief.
Thank you.
And Red is bananas on vocals.
Yeah, Red is crazy. It just really works, really, really works well with him. And Red is just brilliant. I love him, and I love the energy that he brings. I also love that I'm not really that type of artist that is like, you got to do it like this. You have to play it like, some of that is necessary, but I'm very much for what is your world? You know, what is your DNA? Please bring that, because this makes up, yes, it's my name, but this is a band. This is a unit. We are one, you know? And so I definitely want to make sure that everybody's represented, because Red is a beast. The bass player, everybody in that band is their own, you know?
And
hopefully people, you know, they could feel that.
Yeah. Anyone will get that from your show. Absolutely. It's the Harlem Connection. We are chugging away with our divine passenger, Liv Warfield. We're talking art. We're talking Harlem inspiration. We're talking incredible musicians. And we're telling you it's going to be a great show at the Apollo Music Cafe. But first, we're going to get into some music, and then we're going to come back and talk with Liv some more. Stick around. Stay tuned. It's the Harlem Connection. Mama Soul and...
Who's it? voice calls out to me. Say that in Beatrice, garlic dishes 1, 2, 3. I had
pushing on me, couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, hey, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night, 'cause I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind the cigarette. And the message coming from
Radio Show. This is DJ Black Icon One, and you know, it's all about rock and roll and the women who rock. We just finished the set of some of the baddest women rockers on the planet. Yes. Okay, I did say this is the Harlem Connection Radio Show, right? Yes, I did. So we started that last music set with LaBelle. What can we say about LaBelle? They did everything. And the song we heard was Who is Watching the Watchers. And LaBelle's Harlem Connection, of course, the world-famous Apollo Theater. That was followed by Sister Candice Anitra with her song For Science. Now, Candice Anitra, her Harlem Connection is the Shrine World Music Venue, where she performed as part of the Rendezvous Music Series. After her, you heard Kelly Say with White Rabbit. Now, Kelly Say is another artist who Harlem Connection is the Shrine World Music Venue. as part of the Rendezvous series. And she's performed other places in Harlem, but we're going to keep it to that one for right now. And we ended that last set with the one and only Kimberly Nicole. Now, I know folks are like, Kimberly Nicole, we've heard that name before. Yes, you've heard the name here on The Harlem Connection, but if you are a fan of the show The Voice, you saw Kimberly Nicole get railroaded. I mean, you saw Kimberly Nicole make it, I think she made it to the semifinals or finals, something like that, where she ended up losing. I don't know how, but yeah. But we've known about Kimberly Nicole before The Voice. She has been a voice, the voice in the independent scene for a minute now in Harlem and in parts of New York and all over the world, actually. Kimberly Nicole with her tutu. And we heard from her Seven Nation Army, her cover of the White Stripes song. And for today, her Harlem connection would have been that she performed at the Schomburg Library in a retrospective about Sister Betty Davis, the woman rocker. And that took place a few years ago. It was called They Say She's Different, a Betty Davis retrospective. And Kimberly Nicole was a part of that. So, there you have it, folks. Four women rockers who are doing their thing. We hope you enjoyed it. There's more music to come right here on The Harlem Connection. Now, before you go anywhere, I know you're going to go take a sip or something. We would just like you to continue to support this radio station. Go online to towerfund.wbai.org. Yes, we are still collecting money for the tower. Because I think we made, congratulations to all of you, because we covered all our back money from last year. I think we did. I'm pretty sure we did. Either we did or we got pretty close. So now we would like everyone to continue to donate to the Tower Fund, towerfund.wbai.org, so we can pay off the rest of the year. Can we do that? Can we do that? Because if we do that, that cuts down significantly on the amount of pledge drives and fundraising drives that we have to do throughout the year. Significantly. Once that's done, towerfund.wbai.org, once that's done, once we pay that off, at that point, we will then ask everybody, once or twice during the year, to become a BAI buddy. To sign up for that, 212-209-2950. Let them know you want to be a BAI buddy. $10 a month. $10 a month. If we can get 75% of our listeners to donate $10 a month by becoming a BAI buddy, we will never have to do fundraising drives again. Maybe. I failed math in junior high school, and college. So my math might be off, right? But $10 a month, 75% of the listeners, please. We do that, our fundraising drives will, like I said, go down significantly. So you can still continue to donate money to the Tower Fund, towerfund.wbai.org, or you can go call 212-209-2950 and make a donation, make a pledge. Let them know you heard about it on the Harlem Connection radio show. We're thanking you in advance. Let's go.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Harlem Connection, to Women Who Rock. Mama Soul here in conversation with Miss Liv Warfield. And Liv, we've already given the show title, Women Who Rock. Why do you rock?
Ooh, good question.
I'll tell you what, if you would have asked me some years ago, I'd be like,
I'm just, you know, I don't think I deserve that kind of, like, why do I think I rock? But now I think I'm kind of standing in my confidence. I feel like I rock in a way that I'm living my authenticity of trying to be fearless in this world, and also to just be able to tap in, really, really tap in just to the higher power for me. That's what I feel, why I do, because I really, that's really my goal every time. Every time I hit the stage, every time I go outside, every time I'm like meeting someone, I really just try to be my authentic self in the most purest, humblest way, you know, of just living, you know. That's what I feel.
Live to sound like, look like the other, I hate to say it, but the other kind of what I see as manufactured artists who are out there. I think the labels love to kind of make product. Did you always know you could just do your own thing in your own way with your own energy and look and style and spirit? Or did you, or was there a point in your life where you felt like, well, if I'm going to make it, I kind of have to do this or that?
Okay. Since I've never really been on some kind of major label, I've never had the pressure to do that. But did I put the pressure on myself to do that? Yes. That's the thing. But I had a point in my career and in my life where I felt insecurity of, I got to do this in order for them to see me as an artist. But then I kind of got past that. You know, I got past that point where, girl, stop switching it up. You can switch it up. You can do this if you want. But this is just like, you know, just stand in your truth. You good. You know?
So in other words, the reason that you're a woman who rocks is because you are you.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's easy to say that right now, but it took me a minute to realize that. You know what I mean? Like, if you would have asked me that question, to say, like, why do you rock? I'd be like, nah, I mean, I'm just, you know, and it's like, no, I don't want to devalue gifts that I have. And nobody should. You know, whatever gift that you have, yeah, honey, you rock and stand in that. You stand in it.
I appreciate you saying that, Liv, because a lot of times it's tough for us to fully embrace our gifts. I mean, let me just speak for self. Mama soul, sometimes it's tough for me to embrace my gifts, and I need to hear it from my tribe, you know, just to reaffirm something that I felt about myself. But it's like, oh, am I really pivoting and doing this thing? Is it really showing up for me? So one, I commend you on one, just being reflective enough to identify that in yourself, within yourself, and just really embracing your superpower.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Point blank period. Yep. Because ma'am, when you are on that stage, you cannot tell me that you are not built for this. Because you leave it all on that stage, ma'am. And then you come off the stage to bring it into the audience, and your tambourine hand is very strong. Very strong with that tambourine hand, ma'am.
As you are too, Mama Soul. I gotta give you credit for your tambourine.
I'm working on it.
All right now.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I need to sign up for Live Warfield School with tambourine banging.
Oh, really? No, good. No.
No, trust and believe, ma'am. But then also, I want to clap it up for your knees. Clap it up for Liv Warfield's knees, because they're amazing.
Oh my God. I probably only got like 10 more years left of just bending down and doing all that stuff. Because, you know, I've taken a couple of wrong turns when I thought my body, listen, mentally, I got this.
Right.
But my body is like, no, you do not. And I've had a couple of injuries because of that. Because stage injuries is crazy.
Definitely get into it.
Bless.
Oh. You got to squat for the gods. Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Okay. So everybody, you are rocking with the Harlem Connection. We are having a wonderful conversation with our passenger, Liv Warfield, because she is a woman who rocks. Plus, we are also giving you all a heads up that she is performing at the Apollo Music Cafe January 15th, 2022. That's a Saturday. I would like to say at this point, the show may be sold out. But just in the off chance, there may be one tickets hanging out.
Yeah.
Saturday, January 15th. All right. So more music coming up. It's the Harlem Connection. Mama Soul here along with my brother in music and executive producer, The Law.
WBAI, New York.
House, jail house, a schoolhouse, outhouse, on house.
right. What's the matter with you? Hold me tight. Why must I tell you what to do? Smiling, smiling. Thank you.
Hello, how are you? You're looking so fine. No, it's true. Remember the time we first met? You think that was good? You ain't seen nothing yet. Like a bee to some honey, more to a flame. Got an addiction and you got me to blame. You never saw it coming, cause I made no claims till now. You can call it the unexpected or you can call it wow. You can call it wow. Sorry, I don't know what came over me. The cycle of the moon affects the motion of the sea. What you did, it's starting all over again. We both want it now more than we did back then. Like a bee to some honey, more to a flame. You got an addiction and you got me to blame.
Call it, call it, call it. Why?
What it do, party people. Mama Soul here.
And I am the Law, and you are aboard the Harlem Connection, and this journey is entitled The Harlem Connection to Women Who Rock. And I curated the last block because I'm a man who rocks, but I respect the women who rock. And so, in that last block that I just did, you heard the following. Nutbush City Limits by Tina Turner. And we got a double dose of Tina Turner because we followed that song with I Might Have Been Queen by the Queen of Rock, Tina Turner. And I was going to say what her Harlem Connection was, but you know what? Now that I'm looking at it, the Harlem Connection for everyone in my entire block, they all performed at the world-famous Apollo Theater. That was followed by You've Got the Love by Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Next up, we had Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves by Eurythmics and Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Now, Eurythmics never performed at the Apollo, but Annie Lennox, the female vocalist of Eurythmics, did. So, Harlem Connection. That was followed by Wow by Prince. And we will be, I think we might have Liv Warfield jammed with Prince, so we might actually talk a little bit about him later on. Why did I play Prince during an episode entitled Women Who Rock? The answer is because the song is actually by Prince and Third Eye Girl. And if, for those who are unfamiliar, Third Eye Girl is an all-female band. So the guitarist, the drummer, blah, blah, they all women other than Prince being the male vocalist on the song. And you got a double taste of Prince because he then joined Janelle Monáe for the duet Giving Them What They Love. And we ended it with a song that I thank Mama Soul every time I hear this song because she was the one who got me introduced to it. Deliciously Down by Cree Summer, who many people know from the TV show A Different World. And again, Cree Summer did not perform in Harlem to the best of my knowledge, but on that song, it was produced by Lenny Kravitz. And Lenny Kravitz has performed, ironically, going full circle, at the Apollo Theater. He actually joined Prince on stage during one of his concerts there. So there are Harlem Connections to Women Who Rock.
Why'd you tell me you
passengers, you are aboard the Harlem Connection. The title of this particular journey is The Harlem Connection to Women Who Rock. I am the Law, and I am joined by two women who rock, not just one, two women who rock. And the first is
Mama Soul. And the second is
Liv Warfield.
Oh, there we go. Liv.
Yes.
We've talked about your show. We've talked about your fantastic knees. What do you want your audience to experience?
I just want people to come in with no expectations and just live in the moment, really. And just be ready for the energy because it's high energy. We take you on a roller coaster ride of emotions that I feel like everybody needs to experience and have at these shows, because it's definitely high energy, but you know, there are definitely moments that, I don't know, it's like kind of catching me at a certain point. And I feel like this week he gonna be catching some energy, that's for sure, for what's been going on. But yeah, I just want people to be present and have a really good time, you know, just have a good time, just fall into it, fall into the music, fall into how wonderful these musicians are and the energy that they give off and what we try to give off. And it's always love, you know, it is always love.
Surrender. Yes. The word is
surrender.
Surrender. Mm-hmm. Surrender to the feeling, everybody.
Yes.
Surrender. Surrender. So now here is, you've paid your fare. I think you paid some extra money, but it's not payola, everyone. Everyone relax. Paid some extra money so that she can have like the express route on the train, but also comes with the opportunity to serve as a guest conductor.
Okay.
So you can add this to your resume. I don't know how many jobs you'll get after this, Liv, but I'm just saying you can add the Harlem Connection radio show guest conductor to your CV. This is the moment in time where we ask you to offer up a song from a woman who rocks that has a Harlem connection. Who is that artist and what is that song that we can play for you?
I would like to say my NPG soul sister, Shelby J. The song Superpower off of her album 10. I absolutely love that song. It just speaks everything to me in volumes of just what we all have. You know, Shelby speaks to it beautifully. I love it. Yeah. So I think everybody's going to take this one. I love it. If they haven't heard it, then they probably already have, but please keep playing it. It's the song, it's the business. It's an amazing thing. Yes.
be counting sheep, 'cause all I see is polka dots, moonbeams, and fantasies. And now I'm in quicksand. It's like a game of Candyland. It feels just like a dream.
When I did actually attend Prince's Welcome to America tour, like I went twice.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
That show was amazing. For me, it was a starter kit. For anyone who was unfamiliar with the Prince catalog, like that show gave you songs from the first album to the most current. So for me, that was a great starter kit show.
Yes.
But how was that experience, you know, as succinct as possible? Because I know it's so much to talk about working with
Prince.
Yeah,
sure.
But what was that experience like working with the Purple Majesty?
It was, man, it was school. It was love. It was the best training ground, the best, man, I mean, just being just in his energy, because he is music 24/7. I miss it for the simple fact that maybe some of us probably would complain that we would have to do these after shows to like 3 or 4 in the morning, but I missed it. I miss it now. I miss getting a call. I miss, hey, I wrote this song. Do you want to come in the studio? And I just miss that energy and constantly being educated in school musically. And, you know, he was always about having us try to raise the bar and be the best. He brought the best out of all of us. And I really miss that. I do. And I feel like it's really important. And I feel like for me, not speaking for anybody else, but I feel like I have a responsibility in that way to make sure that I hope he would be proud, you know, of what we're doing musically and how we're trying to be innovative and try to push the boundaries sometimes musically. You know, I think about that even when we're up there performing. I'm like, do I think, would Prince really like this change? Would he like this change to this verse and chorus? Like, how would he do it? You know, and, you know, or maybe he would walk away in his George Jefferson walk being like, no, that ain't it, Liv, you know? Try again, you know what I mean? So that kind of energy. But yeah, I feel like he shows up in ways that we don't see in the physical form a lot of the time for me. And I love that. It's something really beautiful about that. And I'm always keeping my eyes wide open for that energy all the time. I have no problem talking about that, man. I could talk to him all day. So
But thank you for sharing that, because we are certainly lovers of the music.
Yes.
His catalog. So thank you for sharing that those personal moments.
Yes.
With us.
And trivia fact, but Mama Soul, since you brought up the Welcome to America tour, he actually made the announcement of that tour at the Apollo Theater.
Apollo, yeah, he sure did. He sure did. Yeah.
The Harlem Connection.
Yes, yes.
Come through with the trivia, law.
Yes. Sure did.
I totally spaced out on that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
Ooh.
loco. Something kind of cinematic that'll set it off right. Be a dare and turn the lights down. Pull the curtains so the moon lights the sky. After that, come run your fingers up. A brand new melodrama starring me and you. Just click display marked variation. And then tell me what you want. Tell me what you wanna do. Do. I wanna be your show tonight. Grab a seat. Exploitation verite. I got a Cleopatra Jones, make you never wanna leave home without it. Once, twice, three times. This lady make you wanna give up your throne.
Ma'am, before you head out, because it's Friday night and we know that you need to prepare for a Saturday show, you need to vocalize, you need to, you know, rethink the outfit.
No, she don't. It's not even midnight yet, and the woman just said she used to be getting up and hanging out till 3, 4 in the morning.
We're not doing that.
If I will let me perform till 3, I will do that too. But right now, we're going to do this safe, and we're going to do this really happy. So, yes, let's get into it. I'm so ready. I'm so ready to hit the stage. Really.
I'm being an artist advocate right now. She needs to rest. Okay? She needs to prepare. for tomorrow. So I'm being an artist advocate because I want this woman to rock harder ever for Saturday night show at the Apollo Music Cafe. But before you get off our ride, how can people find you? What are your social media handles? Please share with the peoples.
Yes, it is Liv, L-I-V, Warfield, W-A-R-F-I-E-L-D, all across social media. So Liv Warfield, Twitter, Instagram, YouTubers, all that stuff. You can find me by my first and last name. And start going to my YouTube page because I'm definitely posting stories, and I have a live album coming out at the end of this month. And I've got some really exciting things coming up this year. I've been working really, really hard over the past couple of years, and moving quietly, but just really excited about it. So
that's dope. Oh, and I have a hello from someone who's going to be in the audience on Saturday. And
okay.
She worked with you in Chicago. I love the suspense. Liv is like, what?
Yeah,
what are you
like,
talking about?
Who is this?
Storm Marrero. I saw her.
Oh, Storm!
Yes!
That is my girl. I love her.
I just saw her in the street and she was like, I want to be in the audience. So I was like, I'm interviewing Liv tonight. We're chatting with Liv tonight. So I just wanted to share her what's up. And I will see you tomorrow.
Thank you. With her singing self. Yes.
Hello. Hello. Oh, we have love for her here on the Harlem Connection.
Yes.
Play her music. Yes. So she's a friend to the show in a big way.
Oh, bless. Okay.
All right. So with that, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. You're amazing. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
No worries.
Thank
and continue to express yourself through song.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Liv Warfield aboard the Harlem Connection. We have arrived.
And Mama Souls, this is probably the part where you want to ask people to give us some of their change so that we can keep going.
WBAI needs to raise significant amounts of money to cover the cost of operating and sharing and providing incredible content and information for the masses. The Tower Fund is one of several fundraising drives that we want to position ourselves in the station to be in a stronger footing to continue to do what it's set out to do in its mission and its purpose. So $17,000 a month for the tower rental to transmit to the masses. And we're asking any and everyone within the sound of my voice and their friends to please contribute to WBAI. And there are multiple ways to do so. One way is via the Tower Fund. And that initiative you can find online at towerfund.wbai.org. Towerfund.wbai.org. That's one way. Another way is to call the station directly at 212-209-2950. Again, call the station directly to donate at 212-209-2950, as well as becoming a WBAI buddy. When you become a WBAI buddy, you can actually set up a one-time donation and or monthly donation. No amount is too little, and all donations are tax deductible.
Tell them again, girl.
All donations are tax deductible.
That's right.
So, incentive, and we hope that you do just that and give and donate to WBAI. We appreciate it, without a doubt, because we would not be here being able to do what we do if it wasn't for the station. And we appreciate all the love that we receive. We appreciate all the great feedback that you totally enjoy what we do on a weekly basis. But can we translate that love into dollars? Can we do that? Can we make that commitment and show support for the show and for the station? Because again, without them, there would be no Harlem Connection radio show. Give, give, give. Again, multiple ways to do so. towerfund.wbai.org. The telephone number, 212-209-2950, or become a WBAI buddy where you can contribute tax-deductible contribution to WBAI. And what's the other outlet, Law?
Sorry, WBAI.wedid.it. WBAI.wedid.it.
Some people got to have it. Some people really need it.
And that brings us to the end of the line for this episode of The Harlem Connection.
We thank the nonprofit Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce and you, the listeners and members of WBAI, for making this opportunity possible for us.
This show and this station can't survive without your support. So if you're able to help with even a $5 donation, please visit wbai.org/donate or call 212-209-2950 to make a contribution that's appreciated and tax deductible.
And you can support us by taking a moment to tell us what you like more or less of. Our social media handles are Harlem Connect FM on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram, The Harlem Connection. Our email address is theharlemconnection@wbai.org.
The Harlem Connection is conceived and executive produced by The Law and is conducted by the Musical Pathways Crew Plus One.
It was inspired by the rhythmandsoulradio.com program, Musical Pathways, which was created and executive produced by DJ Black Icon 111 and co-produced and co-hosted by Mama Soul, and they both co-produced this program too.
If you have a friend who would have liked this episode, or if you ever missed one, guess what? No worries. They're available on wbai.org/archive.
We hope you'll join us again and that you'll bring others aboard our next ride.
And we exit the station on this note.
Well, it's been building up inside of me for, oh, I don't know how long. I don't know why, but I keep thinking something's bad.
I want to take a moment to acknowledge the passing of Veronica Greenfield, born in East Harlem, New York, but professionally known as Ronnie Spector. Salute to you, for you are a woman who rocks.
Greed is good.
Wall Street's king of the junk bonds was indicted today.
Friday's huge oil spill off Valdez, Alaska.
Mrs. Helmsley is accused of tax evasion.
I have sinned against you, my lord.
This week on WBAI Playhouse, a trip backwards in time to the 1980s, where the greed and extravagance of a decade comes crashing down on the life of the protagonist in Arthur Miller's The Ride Down Mount Morgan.
Why can't I move? Do you mind?
You're all in a cast. You broke a lot of bones.
Who?
You. You smashed your car. They say you went skiing down that Mount Morgan in a Porsche.
Where? Where? I'm where?
Miller wrote this play as a response to the moral and emotional ruthlessness he witnessed at the time. That's 8 p.m. Saturday, WBAI Playhouse on listener-sponsored, locally controlled WBAI New York.
The next WBAI Community Advisory Board meeting will be held on Sunday, January 16th, 2022. The meeting will be held by teleconference calling. The call-in number is 623-600-3766. The ID number is 963-003. Everyone is welcome to call in and join the meeting. Again, the call-in number is 623-600-3766. 800-600-3766. The meeting ID number is 963-003. Hope to see you at the meeting.
And WBAI is the radio station speaking truth to power, presenting a range of alternative views so you can keep your sanity, like Elvis Costello says as he walks through troubled times. What's so funny about this love and understanding? Oh. And for WBAI to continue, we must pay rent at 4 Times Square, which houses WBAI's transmitter.
So a really good reason to support WBAI right now. Help the one truly listener-sponsored radio station pay for the rent to house our transmitter.
What are you going to do when it's gone? Then right. You're going to have to listen to pancake recipes
Paulette.
By Brian Lehr.
Yeah.
$17,000 a month is what it costs, and we are trying to raise enough funds for 2022. Please go to towerfund.wbai.org. towerfund.wbai.org and donate to keep listener-sponsored WBAI broadcasting into the future, or call 212-209-2950 and say you want to donate to WBAI's Tower Fund. Thank you.